it still. That's some shiny things. If they're shiny, the tiniest. Are you allowed to have Yom Tzoyim? It's Erev Yontif. Hilakum Gil is tiniest. It was in the bottom, Chanukah. You're not allowed to have tiniest Erev Yontif. Iran, Rosh, you're from the Ravid. The Ravid says that the Tzoyim with tiniest Esther is Choluk. It's not other time, the other tzoyim that are, it's not evil. It's a tzoyim that's connected to tefillin. And the tefillin is chilek b'zeichel anes. It's tarif to the yontif. The rosh is meikra anes. The pasuk states, divrei tzoyim mois v'tzakosa. Part of the ikra anes of tefillin, of Megillah, of the Purim, was kosher to tefillin. It was Nivea Mekin Tefillah. And the Tchilas Anei started from the Tefillah and the Tshuva of Klai Yisrael, which was Shalish Yomim, which was the Kenegad Chazal Sakin, and it's the Kenegad that was Isid Tzoymus. The Emes Tedua, the Rambam is the terrorist in the beginning of the Yad, when he talks about the mitzvahs, he talks about Rabban's Nekuda Baal Tosef, and he says that the Kohen of Megillah is Loidia Lidoris Aboyim, Sheemesu, Mashif Tichonu Batoira, Kimi, Begodel Ashaloy, Elohim Craig Melov, Kashem, and the Kenu Elov. Part of the Iker, Hoidov, the Nesa Purim, is to make public, to make aware of this idea. It's not just a posik, it's Emes, Emes Mashif Tichonu Batoira. Then what the Havmin of the Pasuk is not Emes, you have to explain better what the mean Emes, but it has to be Hashoyshev El Alev, it has to be clear by us, B'chush, that the Eibishne answers our tefillahs. Klal Yisrael is in a Bissel Matzav of Tzor now. A lot of tremendous Nisim, Rav Nisim. I'm going to talk a little bit about this is Man Tefillah, this is Man Bitochen. Tefillah and Bitochen go together. In Klal Yisrael, Davin was Davin Bitochen. It wasn't a Tefillah. I could call the help me as a Muslim, a Hail Mary, you throw it up and you say, Efshir, won't hurt, can't hurt. It was Tefillah, they're talking to the Mashiach, they're talking Shem Tzuri the Goyali, they're talking to the Eibishter. With Bitochen, that if we scream, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yazvenu, Lema'astim, Av Gamzois B'yoysim Bois, Acheres, Lema'astim, Lo Ga'altim, Haloysim, Lo Hafer B'si Yitav, the Eibishter that never is made for his bris. This is something I think, talking a little bit now, Adroch, a little bit also, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the opportunity of Baruch Hashem, everyone is still in Eretz Yisrael. It's a schus to be here during Sitzat Kufa. We have the schus to grow in Bitochen. Everyone, after they work out the sugi of their form of Ishtadus, man, they'll go into the Protum. Everyone has to work it out together with their Rabbonim, work out what they hold the right sugi of Ishtadus is during the sirens, during this time. But what's the Iker? The Iker is the Bitochen. Eile v'reche ve'eile v'asusim v'nachnu b'shem Hashem l'keim v'nasi. There's the chilek of, obviously, the fighting has nothing to do with us. But even the poolist that we do, a Yid knows deep down, and Yid has to be chazak layim, that that's not going to control anything. It's not going to make a difference. Who's going to be safe and who's not going to be safe. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, we have to do pool of Ashtadus. But the Yadiyin Lev, that Anachnu B'Shem Elokeinu Naskir, that everything is totally on Ritzoyne Yisbarach, this is a pool of Bitochen, it's a muscle of Bitochen. And we've spoken many times in the past, that it's something that has to be developed. Just because you went to Yeshiva, And just because your wife went to Beis Yaakov. And all maminim, ben ei mamin. The Chazon Ish already says, betochen is the befoyal, the lemaisa of emuna. It has to be built. And betochen is built in situations like this, when, as, you're going to the Meklat, you're deciding wherever you're going, but when you actively, during the time when everyone have, with all the fear, but you actively kaveh, believe that the Borei Olam is totally 100%. I could do any pool I want. If the Borei Olam wants it now to be the end of my tafkid here, then it's going to be the end of my tafkid. And the other way around, even if I don't do, as long as I wasn't shuldik, I wasn't irresponsible in doing tziva v'shtadlis, but if Yitzhar I don't, if a person does v'shtadlis, doesn't get to where he was supposed to get to before, the siren doesn't go off, the Eibishter could save anybody. It's not totally in the etzim v'shtadlis. There's an opportunity to grow in this nekuda. And we have to understand that this is the yesod of all Yeshua's Yisrael. The yesod of all Yeshua's Yisrael was totally in the midas, abetochen, in the midas, atfil. So where are the gagoyim? What's the gagoyim? The sefer, Pirush, Avner, Leon, Tfila. So he brings from the gagoyim in the bira, and the bracha, they say in Shon Esra every day, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mish'on u'miftoch la'tzadikim. What's the loshen? Mish'on u'miftoch. It's a double loshen. Hashem's a mission. It's a stick that we lean on. U'miftoch. And he's our guarantee, our security. It's coming from the loshen of the vein. Gam shu miftoch la'tzadikim aboitkin boi, v'noisnin shelosem la'achaz man, koydem yovei shelosen u'mishom shlohem, שלא יועבדו בתחוינם בו יסברך. כמו שמצינו במצרים, קודם צייסם, הירם נפלויס, שישענו בו, וייצו בריש גולי, afterwards. וכן בחשברוש, קודם שנית לו המון, הירו להם גדול עצמורכת, אשר קורא לפון הברכוי, ויסקוך היוס על איש, אשר המלך יופך להביס ביקור. So ado isom bebitchoinom koydim yetsu meyafel la'ora shekabla atoyr pamshiks betochen bodom leiv sameach. The going bavorni, one ben agoyim. The going is bavorni. What was the whole entire purpose of having Haman lead Mordechai in the streets to say kochi asalish? Saivisal wasn't the Yeshua didn't come directly from that. It came later from the Mishnah. What was the whole purpose? It was totally extra. It was totally Islam. The Mishnah wanted Islam. Give Mordechai a little covet. Mordechai is going to get a lot of covet. Let him have it. If he's going to get his covet. That's not what they were Jewish. The whole thing. That wasn't the purpose. You don't even say, I'm worried that you're saying, it's not Mishnah in the name. Not Mishnah in the name. Not Mishnah in the name. It's the same. We think the Yeshuas of a Kaddish Baruch Hu come from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. They don't come from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kaddish Baruch Hu can make Yeshuas for you. Of course they come from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but it's not. They come when Klal Yisrael is Roy for the Yeshua. Come on. Roy Kedinyon. One Roy B'maisim, but they have to do something. And they come from the B'tochim of Klal Yisrael. And very often, the leaders of Klal Yisrael are the ones that shtelavech the B'tochim and raise Klal Yisrael to the Matzah of B'tochim. But what happens if the Yeshua is not supposed to come yet? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he is Cheshbon, it hasn't yet come yet to Eis Ka'ulah. And as time goes by, certain times the Eibishter sees the tzaddikim, the dar, their emuna and betochen starts waning. You can tell yourselves, and you can tell your wife, it's no, the Eibishter knows what people, and sometimes our emuna and betochen is tested. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that even tzaddikim, with the time of passing, their emuna and the betochen, the level of betochen gets tested, gets shvach. So what does the Kaddish Baruch Hu do? It's something called a mission. Before the Miftach, before the mission, before the Yeshua, there's a mission. The Yeshua says, I'm going to give you a little honest upon him. I'm going to give you a mini nes. Something that didn't make any sense. That Haman is coming to go and take Mordechai. But it's a blick, a glimpse of Oris Bonim. The Kaddish Baruch Hu says, I'll show you I'm in control. I'm not totally taking care of the Kodesh HaSarah. I'm not totally being solid the Kodesh HaSarah. But I'm giving you a mission that you could be mechazik your betochen. Why? Why are you mechazik your betochen? Because the bitachon, at the end of the day, is going to bring the Yeshua. And if Lo Yitzor, they're not going to be in the right level of bitachon, of Mesoimachon, Hashem Elokeinu Naskir, Loi Berechev, Loi Besusim. Because if they looked at the Rech and the Susim, they were finished in the times of Purim. So he needed a mission in order to be able to get to the level of Yeshua, shouldn't, that their bitachon, I'm sorry, shouldn't wane out, shouldn't drain out. The bitachon is what stands at the center of every single Yeshua. And what the Rambam says, that is Leidiyah Lederas Avoyim, it's Yidua the Miskarovis to Shelsu, that's what the Paitan writes in Shoshanis Yaakov. Leidiyah Shekol Koyvecha V'loi Yavoyishim V'loi Yavoyishim V'loi Yavoyishim V'loi Yavoyishim V'loi Yavoyishim V'loi Yavoyishim V'loi. Tell yourself, tell your wives. Yeah, everybody, no matter what, Kol Koyvecha Yavoyishim, as big as these bombs on their end. V'loi Yavoyishim V'loi Yavoyishim. Yemuftach. Yeshua will come anytime, but it says Lekol Koyvecha. It says Kol Koyvecha. Leidiyah Shekol Koyvecha V'loi Yavoyishim V'loi Yavoyishim. If you crave it in Hashem, a Yid is never lost. There's no situation that's too dire that he can't have a talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he can't know he's going to be Yeshua. Aber has to be a Kodecha. And this is what we have to do. And this opportunity, I say, Baruch Hashem, it's a schus. It's a schus to grow in the ability to be a Yid. It's the MSA Yid. The MSA Yid is able to align a HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feel a certain level of security in a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what, how disastrous the numbers look, the statistics look. This is the yisoid of bitachon. This is what Purim was about, and Baruch Hashem, the Eibush is giving us the ability to starve a little bit to the Seder of Anisa Purim. I'll talk about a little bit our growth that we're doing the whole Zman in turn to the Anisa Purim. Maisa, what we're speaking about just now, is what the mission in Rosh Hashanah, the Chofes, says that how was Klai Yisrael able to win against Amalek? What Yodav Shel Moshe was Lemala. When Yodav Shel Moshe was Lemala, Klai Yisrael was Meshaved Libam, Lavim Shabbat Shemayim, so it was Matziach Amalek. That's what we were just talking about, Meshaved Libam, trying to get our hearts to be able to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realize that everything's still in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're trying to do. Interesting nekuda. I'm in the tzarif now here. Going to one place says the idea of Moshe's hands being the top of his head is Moshe's hands being the top of his ears. It's Naseh Koydim L'Nishma. It's Naseh Koydim L'Nishma. That's what it represents. And Amalek, and Amalek came before Matan Torah. Klal Yisrael was being Isaac in preparing a Nasa v'Nishma, Nasa Koydim v'Nishma, that was the Achana v'Matan Torah. And that's where Amalek started getting Klal Yisrael. Right? In Mitzaref, the Maila, the Mahalach of Nasa, besides Tefillah, there's a Mahalach of Nasa Koydim v'Nishma. We together this Chabura every single day. You. With your wives, and us together in Mechabura. We've been really sitting on the side of Nasa Vinish. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get back. We're trying to reconnect what it means Nasa Vinish. The Hanukkah Shmuz, and the Siddur, we spoke a little bit about. There's a special yichud about the Nes, about the Zemtovim of Hanukkah and Purim. The Nesim that happened in Tayyid Golos. Hanukkah was the end. I'm going to Silva. Matthew's to the end. Mark the end of Golos Silva. And Purim, we end the Golos. Or some other day. We spoke about then. The Yesoid, we're in Golos. And the Yesoid of Golos, the Tachlis, to bring out the true colors of Christ, to bring out who we really are. I don't remember if we mentioned then, could be a thing with Kitzer. Chazal, one place it says, David told Avram, you have a choice. Do you want Yabonim? Do you want them to go to Gehenna or Sheba and Malchus? We spoke about those, they called Sheba and Malchus. And Hashem said, and then Avram said, I'm going to choose Sheba and Malchus. Avob explains the Medrash, what's the Noise? The tachlis, why we're all here, is to extricate, eradicate the ra. Ra. John's room, but we're trying to take away the ra, the boirer. Take out the oichel, leave them. So let's take away the ra. Take away the ra. And there's two ways to do that. You can either go to Gehenna, or you could go through Shibud Galus. That's what we're going through. And that's the Galus, so most of the history is going through. That the way we're purified, as Hashem throws us in an antagonistic environment, it antagonizes us both physically and even more culturally and spiritually. And we have to find ourselves. That's what Golus and Gula is about. We have to find ourselves and burr ourselves. Mitoich, that matzah. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch was asking Avraham Avinu, what do you want? And he said, Shibud Malchus. And that's what Hanukkah and Purim all are at. There were certain nekuda that the Klal Yisrael was able to connect to a certain nekuda of Yiddish nekuda, Emes Yiddish nekuda. Being be'emes, what a Yid is, which is being mechuber letoiv, and being nigal midoran. That's what every geula is. Purim in the Gemara is called a geula. Purim b'shaita is a geula from a certain nekuda of ra. And b'siyata d'shmayim, we're mesugel to get to that. And in that geula from the ra comes the hodah kiblu b'me'ach ha'shneirish, the rotzon. It comes the ability to connect to the rotzon. Every year we speak about this. The ever elusive ingredient that every yeshiva bachar and even gemara is looking for. To want to have a rotzon in learning. To want to actually want to learn every single day. To want to learn. Not to force himself to learn. To want to learn. Where is the gonos? Where is the nekuda of rotzon gonos in the Yeshua Purim? In this nekuda, whatever the nekuda of gula of ra, there's a nekuda of Purim. There's a gemara in Yuma. Maybe I'm not going to read it out so barichas. I'm running out of time a little bit. Very famous gemara in Yuma, Samachtes and Beis. And the gemara says, why Anshei Knesset is a little cool, Anshei Knesset Adoyla? Because they brought back HaKadosh Baruch Hu's crown to the way it always was. Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Torah, Kel HaGodol, HaGibor Vanar. Yirmiyahu and Daniel, to the Hemshech HaDoros, they started leaving the house. Gibor Vanar. They saw. It says, Yirmiyahu saw. Nochem in Mekarkim Ve'ekel. They saw B'shas T'churban. I knew the Shpo of Goyim on Klal Yisrael. They saw Nochem doing as they want. In the Hegel, he said, I ain't no Yosef. Loyam and Oyer. Said this a few times. A little bit of its year of that is October 7th, the happy October 7th. Goyim are coming in and it's all doing what they want. Does the neighbors do? Farshim explained. Obviously, they knew the Eberste exists. The Eberste is Neurim. They didn't see it. There's a steer. There's something. There's an outward steer and hanhog over here to the Midas Neurim of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Afterwards, Daniel, Nochem Shtabdim Bebonov, Ayek Vuroisov. The hostages, all the different horrible things that Klal Yisrael, that the Goyim were Meshabit and Klal Yisrael over the Golos, Ayek Vuroisov. Kum Tam Chekhez Zedel, and Machadish Yush Chedish, and Mamish Nagel and Ganeo. Talk to Anshe Knesset Gedolah. Eluhin that the Lashon of Gemara is Adarab Zui Gvurasa Shekhoyve Shesitzra. Kadosh Baruch Hu has patience for the Rishonim because he wants the Gilui Ha'asit. Ve Eluhin Naroisa Shel Molay Moyrishal Kadosh Baruch Hu Echuma Achas Yochal Eskayim Bein Umas. The biggest Mida, the biggest display of Midas Nair is the Nes of the continued existence. So in a way, thriving from Klal Yisrael being homeless. Talk to Mashal for now. Where did the Mashal? Mashal over here says, why did an Anshe Knesset Gdoila say this? And Yemir and Daniel, everyone was talking a feast kufa. Anshe Knesset Gdoila weren't greater necessarily than Yemir and Daniel. They went a later to kufa. Anshe Knesset Gdoila came after the Nisim that Hashem did to Klal Yisrael the Golos. Mordechai was one of the Anshe Knesset Gdoila. He says, after the Nes of Purim, the Marshal says, after the Nes of Purim. Nes of Purim
was an expression of this musig of Klal Yisrael continued to exist and thrive among so many different koiches that are trying to kill them and trying to destroy them and eradicate them. There's a physical aspect of this, but there's a spiritual aspect of this. When we talk about Klal Yisrael existing, continue to exist and flourish among the Goyim, we're talking about all the pogrom, all the October 7th, all the terrorist attacks, all the Holocausts, all the gzeres. But we're also talking about all the nene nesudas shachas v'erish. This is where it's very negiyah l'menei. I don't know how much noilim, again, everyone feels how much, feeling it a little bit, definitely the physical threat that there is in this current war. But definitely, we grew up and were drowned by the culture of oppression. There is in Golas Adam, in the middle of the thick of Golas Adam, when Amalek is in Starv, and Yishmael is also in Starv. This is where it comes, like I started and said before, you know, we do every single day. We're doing all with your wives, Kaseder, as you build your houses. The Goyim and the Golas, he said, when it oppresses Klal Yisrael, it's not only physically, it's spiritually. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes a yid and takes Klal Yisrael and throws them into a foreign environment that's far and foreign and opposed and against the value system of the Torah. And slowly through the time, we start becoming very messed up, I don't have another way to say that. Totally misprogrammed. Our values become values of the Goyim. Umaze starts to become Iker. We start taking vacations that no one ever heard of. Everything becomes messed up. You guys got married, you come to Eretz Yisrael, you make a statement that you're trying to connect to the most important part of what it is. And you're trying to really bring out what it is. And this is, let's go back for a second, to what Klal Yisrael did in the Nesa Purim. They also became so distant. They also became extremely distant from what it is, and that's what happens in the Golas. It's not really so much of a choice. You live among society, you do business with the society, you mingle with the society. That the entire values are totally different than Yidden. And you start to get affected and influenced very, very slowly, but then it goes. And eventually you could be Nene Misuda Zachasverish. You can go and have Hanok Misuda. That there were two big things going on in that Suda. First of all, it was all Olam Hazeh at its best, which we have today in a crazy way. There's a big culture out there, majorly affected by it, that gets totally lost in the entire tachlis of why here in the world. And engaged in parties, excursions, vacations, and different things that we don't know, b'chlal, we could totally forget why you're here. You're here totally for one reason. Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh. And secondly, what was going on at that party was announcing that, unfortunately, say that there's not going to be a big event in English. Yevish the Vetzim, it's never going to happen. The Shin is going to be an Achter Yom there. And Klal Yisrael went to his Nene from that Suda. They were in a very far state, in a very, we call it a strange state. Matzav. And they did Shuvah. How does Shuvah happen? This is the Nakuda that Yevish wants, the Bureau of Ram Be'etzim picked for his Banim. At the point when you start to get so Mizrachi from the Bar Olam, the Yiddish is Megalgal, that there should be a Gzeir Mivachutz, the Klal Yisrael starts to realize that. And then they start connecting to what it means to be Yid. This is the miracle of the Gemara Neumai. This is a miraculous thing. It doesn't make any sense. And the Anshi Knesset Adela saw the Neurois of Klal Yisrael on this. Heich Uma Achas Niskayim Ben Shivam Umis. How could people, a human being in this world, remain Torah and Kaddish, still a certain part of him, want to daven more than anything else in the world when there's such a tumadike, fajurete, messed up world. I'm talking about now in the Shushan Abira, I'm talking about the times now of the Purim.
Bnei Sapporim. How does that happen? Their son, all of a sudden, they came to a certain greater connection to Torah, and the Rotson, they found the Rotson, like, I want to learn, Rebbe, I want to learn. What do you mean? Yesterday you said you want to go face the Shem. That's all you want to do, that's all you want to be. Now you're saying, I want to learn Kala Torah Kula. Miraculous. That's Neura. And this is what we're trying to do the whole year. And it comes to a peak. And it's a Subodon Khanakampan. I see it all the time, and it's happening to me also. I'm also scattered, we're all scattered. But I get to see it. I get to see the messianess of the husbands and the wives. I get to see how the value system is pulled. I get to see how they're trying to make their life Torah the Iker. That's what the Etzem all you guys did. You parked and you said, I'm putting my life on hold. You're not going after a career. No one's pursuing your career now. And you put life on hold and you said, I want to go and learn. And the Etzem, you and your wife says, we want to put Torah first and put everything else in the backseat. That's what it's all about. But the line is saying this. On the way comes a lot of fun. You put a lot of things not on the backseat, on the same seat. Baruch Hashem, for the most part, the Olam is Meredith, and that's what we're growing. I see the Olam growing this Nekuda tremendously. This is what the Nesa Purim is about. This is another dimension, another level. V'moyer Rabbi, Rabbi Shashlita, was speaking about that. The Malki Rabbanan there. We were speaking about the godless of Ingaman and his wife. He was speaking about Tachas, the pressure of the Xeris. He was talking about the Xeris a little bit and then Israel, they're coming to take the draft. It's not to negate to the Americans, but like I said, it's my point that you're not the Xeris. You have the Xera of the candy shops in Gula, the Xera of your uncles visiting you and all the time, invite 15 Xeris, the Xeris of the whole culture. Your uncle's a great person, there's nothing wrong with him. Just saying, this is the Xera of not being enough Yiddi, not being Nasa Venishma. It's the Xera of not really. What does Nasa Venishma mean? Nasa Venishma means Torah comes before me, Cheshbonis. Honestly, how many of us are holding by that? How much are holding by that in our dedication to Torah? How many of us are holding away that in our dedication in Betochim? The answer is, we're not exactly what we're supposed to be, but we're trying and we're striving for that. The most beautiful part of Klal Yisrael, we're supposed to be, you and your wives, that's supposed to be the most beautiful part of lives. Based on the Pasuk, you say it a little bit in Tachron, based on Pasuk and Tilum. Pasuk says, Chozois, Be'asanu, we say this, Ramis did, in Tachron. Moshe was saying, I'm explaining what I think he means. Me and you guys, every single day, we get to be Zoyche. This is what he's going to tell. This is what we have to tell the Abish. It's going to bring the Guru. B'chol zayis means with all the outside influences, with all the narishkeiten. I'm straightening that for the Xeris, but that's the same thing. With all the narishkeiten that there is, with all the complications of shalom bayis, of raising kids, it's not the time to be marich, but even I see it clearly how the tzibur deals with the ability of the tzibur to deal with challenges felt ployim. And the reason is because there's been an erosion in what a human is. There's been an erosion in human beings because that's part of the Golus. That's the direct toisav Golus Edoim. You and your wife are less of a picture of what a human being is. But the emissive, the nevinis, rachik, lekavri. That's the message of Purim.
on the outside you are. But like the Gemara in Megillah says, L'chatu elo l'finim. The Gemara says, how could they have saved them? The Gemara says, the chayt of the Kali Yisrael is only l'finim, which means only on the surface. That means all the hashpa of that we are in Tavshin Pevav, all of it, what I just said, is an erosion. And all of it, I just said, yes, I see how the Tzibur deals with challenges, and they get mamish freshmented with challenges. And it's like unbelievable how sidetracked they get with challenges. And it's because, again, because it's been Yerida and what, you know, that's all the funny. That's all the funny. It's all on the surface. And how do we show that? We come in every day, as much as we could every day. And our wives send us every day, each one with the Yerkom. They send us to be Kulon Yoyde Shmecha. Kulon Yoyde Shmecha. What are you doing? What are you doing trying to attack Rosh Hashanah? Ryder, what are you doing learning Rosh Hashanah? There's a lot of other things to do. Come on, the Blue Jays. Come on, there's a lot of other good things. What are you doing here? What are you coming every day with the Gemara? There's a little bit of a challenge. Go, run back to Chutzpah. It's a little bit of a challenge. You go back, your parents will support you, they'll help you, they'll be supportive. What are you here? You have to make Shabbos, your wives have to make Shabbos every with the Purim, and the Mishal Chmonis, and this, and they don't have the regular products, and they don't have that. What are you here for? The answer is, this is the miracle of Yid, this is the Neira of the Gemara in Yuma. No matter what will happen, we are going to prevail and we're going to maintain what the MS Yid is. The full MS Kite of what we are is not yet been misguided. We're working on it. Chanukah and Purim help us get to what that is. And that's Pesach Tishmaya. I'm hoping it will even be more. This is the Nekuda of Purim. Pesach Tishmaya. If we plug into it, we're working on it all the time. The schus to be together with the Olam. It's Mekayim. To reach the Nekuda, the Chaber to what we are, the Nesa, what it is. Neira means Neira. It's Neira, it's awesome. It means it's beyond any explanation. We should be able to miskasha to that and be Hodur, Bekabel, Beratzen.